call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady B, a podcast about the secrets of success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to music and technology success. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at LadyZhe. My next guest is, man, she's just so amazing. Her work has been featured in Madame Noir, Bazaar, Style Society, Elle Magazine, New York Magazine, and a whole host of other places. She is a jewelry designer, TV show host of the upcoming TV show called In Style Fashion with Cleary Kirsten on the Promote Her Network, and it's going to be on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV. The purpose of the show is to highlight entrepreneurs in fashion, beauty, and business. I'm just so impressed. I mean, she's beautiful, you guys, just beautiful inside and out. I want to present to some and introduce to others, Christian Fenrick. How are you today?
Hello, I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. This is just been just a interesting season full of ups and downs. And I know you shared with me that you're in the midst of a photo shoot, which are models, so you're not letting anything
you're not skipping a beat.
Yeah. Multitasking, and I appreciate your time taken out to speak with me and my listeners. I know I have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this show, and on the Bashani Network worldwide, there's just a growing interest in entrepreneurship. And I have to ask you, like, how did you start your journey into betting on yourself and developing such a fun line of jewelry?
I have to say the journey has been just as fun as the jewelry that you say on the page, but the truth be told, it has been an up and down roller coaster, as the entrepreneurial journey can be. So I started back in early 2015 with a dream, with a thought, and just kind of dabbled a little bit, had some situations that happened that really made me redefine my purpose and make sure that I would understand that what I was doing had value and I needed to be serious. And so from 2016 on, it has been really about putting in the work behind the scenes, learning the business from the inside out. I spent several years, it wasn't like working under because I had my own brand, but I would go to everybody's activities. I would go to what everybody was doing and I would find my way backstage. And then I would say, does anybody need any help? And I learned everything I needed to learn by serving everybody else and just going onto their shows, helping behind the scenes. And I got to know the models. I got to know the industry. I got to know what's hot, what's trending, what's not, what to do, what not to do. And I learned as I was building and was able to also develop some amazing relationships with designers and develop these amazing relationships where when they now started needing jewelry for runway shows, they would reach out to me and would say, hey, Kristen, we have the show. We need some jewelry. And actually one of my first big shows that I did the jewelry for, the designer for that ended up on Project Runway the very next season.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. So you just never know what, like when you're doing something, you just have to like stop and do it. Like if somebody gives you an opportunity, you can't just be like, every opportunity, you never know where it's going to lead. And so,
right.
Yeah, his name is Alan Toot. He's so fun. He's great. But I remember that runway show and it was like, I had a pop-up booth there and I was doing some other stuff and they're like, the jewelry didn't come or something. We need something, Kristen. And all the models had been coming back and forth to my table all night. They're like, Kristen. So I put everything down, dropped it all, closed my booth down, grabbed all my stuff off the table and ran backstage. And it was a night to remember. So you just you just have to be willing to do stuff like that. You have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to like put your pride aside and be like, you know what? I don't know something and I need to learn it. The best way to learn is by doing it. And if I can find somebody that I can bless by helping them with my time, let me go do that because then I can learn and work underneath them until I get to where I need to be, which is where I am now, which has been super exciting.
Well, you know, I think there's so many nuggets that you just shared there. I mean, it's just tremendous. It's like the relationships, the humility, being helpful, just seeking to understand thoroughly, not being content with just your own knowledge. That's just amazing that you've been able to establish such powerful relationships. Now, when you were reevaluating your purpose back in 2015, what was the impetus for that reevaluation?
So when I actually officially incorporated my business and started it in late 2014, I was in a toxic relationship at the time. I was doing corporate tech sales, which brings brings me to even more with what you do, right?
Right.
I did corporate tech sales and was on the road like 200 plus nights a year. And I was at our corporate sales retreat and was like with some of my other friends. And one of my friends and I, we were like, we're not going to be doing this anymore. Like, this is crazy. We had both were in toxic, really toxic relationships. And we're like, we made a pact with each other. And we said, next year when we see each other, next year, we're either going to be done with this. We're not going to be in this. We're going to be doing our own thing, have our own businesses. It was like this pact that we made. And so that next year came. I remember getting on the plane on the way back, and God began to show me even then business ideas and things that I could do. So I got back in town. I reevaluated my personal life and began to make steps to end that relationship. I also at the same time started my business in the background. My friend was working on the same thing. She actually had left her relationship and was just kind of seeking her own next situation. And we were both though still working crazy hours and on the road this like just crazy amounts of time. And I was able to get out of my situation altogether, and it was okay. Like, I found a way out. Well, she had younger children, and her ex at the time started threatening her to take away her children because she was traveling so much. And when you're in tech sales, it's very high pressured sales, and you have to be able to like be on the go and drop everything at the drop of a dime to go. And I remember the last phone conversation I had with her. She was talking to me about everything and said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go back home. I need to just do what he wants me to do. I don't want to lose my children. I'm not going to be able to do this job anymore. I'm going to have to quit. She's like, I'm just going to go work at Pier One. Just going to just do something, but this is not going to work. And that was the last conversation I had with her because her husband killed her 3 weeks later. And at that moment, when I heard that day, it was just so devastating. I mean, to this day now, I can tell the story without bursting into immediate tears. And it was like, what do you do when you have to make a choice like that? You know, choice between your family, your children, your financial well-being, your career, business, like all of these different things. And she was trying to make the best choice. And it was just, it's devastating. It ended her life. And, you know, when I started my business, one of the underlying tones was about helping women to have the ability to make decisions and mm-hmm. decisions that didn't have to be such life altering, but things where they could, if they needed to replace a six figure income, they could do it. Or if they needed to just make $200 extra a month to pay a light bill, they could do it. So that's been the catalyst behind and what's underneath my brand and why I have pushed forward all this time. Right now, my brand is still a baby, right? But it is growing popularity. We've been featured on a lot of different amazing platforms. And now I have the show, the In Style Fashion Show, which is going to also allow me to help other entrepreneurs that are in the same space, in that beauty and fashion space, and also business entrepreneurs that can serve people that are in the fashion and beauty space with their ideas and things that they can bring to the market, just to make it easier for people to have an ability to earn an income and make the right decisions for themselves and their family and not feel pressured in any way to do certain things, but really just know what their needs are and be able to meet their needs.
Wow. I'm just, it's so moving and horrifying to think about what you and your friend went through, but it's definitely has inspired some amazing things. My sincerest condolences on the loss of your friend. I know it's one of those things, no matter how much time passes by, it's like it happened yesterday.
The thing is, I feel very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to push forward, you know, and still
right.
be able to tell her story and tell my story. And that's really when I look at what we are doing with In Style and a lot of the other platforms, even what you're doing here on your podcast, is allowing people to tell their story and mm-hmm. allowing people to understand that there's like a real human being behind this.
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Very impactful. Yes. She was a beautiful person too.
I can tell. I can totally tell.
No, this is like, there's real people behind all of this.
Yeah.
And I was telling a friend of mine, like, they replaced that girl like it was nothing. And she had given her whole life to them.
To the company?
Mm-hmm. Her whole life. And when the next year came mm-hmm. and the sales conference came and she wasn't there, it was like, she's not here. No special tribute, no nothing. They barely mentioned her name.
Wow.
It was an anomaly. I insisted that when I left that they replaced me with a Black female. I insisted. I hired my own replacement. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Look at you.
Yes. I'm
such a advocate. I think that is so needed. To this day, I still don't understand why people can't all just get on the same page that there is a disparity. People just don't see the injustice.
Mm-hmm.
There's even some Black people who don't see the injustice.
Very true.
You know, I come from I have a public policy background, and I look at the data all the time.
Very true.
And it just makes no sense. It makes no sense. It's just not fair.
Tunnel vision, laser focus. Yeah.
So my
car is not even playing any music. Nothing.
So I have to ask you, how are you able to tune everything out and stay ultra focused on your brand and your mission?
So number one, I know that the time period that we're in right now, I feel like it's unfortunate about the COVID-19 virus, right? But mm-hmm. what I've taken, I try to take things and look at it for the positive, right? So I've taken mm-hmm. this as a time to really refocus and mm-hmm. take this as that, just that time that I did not have to do a whole lot of different things. So mm-hmm. I wake up every morning with a list of to-dos that is very purposeful, and I'm checking things off, and I'm building my company in a whole nother level that I'm not sure if everything wasn't going on the way it is right now, that I would have the opportunity to do so. So
right.
I'm taking this time to just rebrand. And like I said, I've got over here on the other side, a photo shoot going on, and I am, you know, building behind the scenes a new website and all of this stuff to, like, as we're releasing, we've got the show that's coming on. So I am so busy from the time that I wake up to the time that I go to bed, which is almost midnight, and up at 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and mm-hmm. I'm in my car back on my way to my office. I just tune out. I've tuned out everything else that's going on because I need to stay focused.
Wow, that's awesome that you're staying so focused. So how can people connect with you and also buy your amazing, fun jewelry?
So you can find me on clearlykristen.com, and that's spelled with a K. So it's K-L-E-A-R-L-Y, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N.com. And I am on Instagram at clearlykristen. And I'm on Facebook. There, my Facebook group would be the great way for you to join and see what's going on with the Clearly Kristen crew and also what's going on with the live show. In Style Fashion is In Style spelled with an E, so instylefashion.com. You can go there and find out latest information about being a guest on the show. We also have sponsorship opportunities. And what we're really helping fashion, beauty, and business entrepreneurs to do is to expand their platform and get the word out of who they are to the public so that they have that opportunity to tell their story, tell the reason why they started, the reason why they are where they are, and just how people can get in touch with them and find them so that they can purchase their products and services. it's like a grown-up version of the pop-up shops that all of us used to do to let people know that we're around for marketing. But now this pop-up is going to allow you to be able to be seen all over the world. It's a 300 million viewer audience on streaming. So you can find us on Apple TV, you can find us on Roku, you can find us on Amazon Fire TV, and you can also download the Promote Her app and find the Promote Her app in the App Store, both on Android and Apple, and just see what's going on and see how you too can tell your story and let people know who you are.
Well, that's just awesome. I'm just so excited about the launch of this and excited to see your continued success. I mean, to have worked with Project Runway contestants and to have been in the publications that you've been in, and just all the things that you're doing to just bring some positive energy to the world. That's just amazing. And I salute you. I salute you, my dear.
Thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure. And just want to say to your listening audience, you guys are in great hands. This is an awesome woman, and I can feel her energy too. So this is very exciting for me as well.
All right. Thank you so much. And I want to let my listeners know, thank you for listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to success in music business and technology. Thank you so much for listening and watching. You can learn more about the podcast by visiting www.ladyz.com or our episodes. You can go to jazzandtechlounge.com as well. And I want to say just thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
This is David Spradley. And you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.